Mom, stop!
This is like scarring me for life, Mom. Okay, can we just get this over and done with?
Oh, Yaka, don't want to know that.
This is like weird, Mom. Oh my god, this is gross.
Oh my god, Mom.
Oh, Mom, stop!
My mom was a porn star.
I'm Honey, otherwise known as Miss Honey Analverka.
And I'm Maz.
And this is...
My mom's a porn star.
Yay!
I'm very excited, Mum.
Oh, I am. I'll actually be excited when we can return to filming after COVID. That will be exciting.
Yeah. A bit more normal.
Yeah. Actually, we're talking to some other performers I know over in other countries. We're all planning to go to Venus over in Berlin in 2021. And we're having to book accommodation now and everything. And I was saying to her, because she's in England, and I'm saying to her going, oh, you know, hopefully we have a vaccine by then so I can go. Or I said, so we can go. And she's gone, what do you mean? You need a vaccine to be able to go? I'm like, yeah. She's going... And she couldn't understand it. She's going, what, you can't just leave your country? I'm like, no, we're not allowed to leave our country. Our country is locked down. There's no, like, I'm just going to go to a quick jaunt to Bali or anything. No. You are stuck the fuck in Australia and you are not going anywhere. And if for some reason you manage to get one of the special passes that you can get that you can leave for extraordinary circumstances sort of thing, you most likely won't be able to get back in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. And if you do manage to get one of the few seats on flight, that's going to cost you about $9,000. And then you still got to pay for a good like $3,000 for quarantine costs when you get back. So, unless there's a vaccine, my ass and the other Aussie performers' asses will not be going. So, it is a shame because I've been really pumped to go. I've had friends go and tell me how awesome it was. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And, but yeah, I just couldn't, she just didn't seem to be able to fathom that we couldn't leave our country, that we just couldn't leave. I'm like, well, no, we just can't. It's just the way it is. So, and to me, it was sort of like blasé that, oh, you know, over in Europe, are they just all like just trundling about going, woohoo, hello, spread our germsies, no problems. Oh, crikey. But anyway, we're up to episode 9.
Almost double digits.
Almost. I'm nearly running out of fingers. And episode 9, we are talking about, is porn real?
No.
Exactly, it's not. And so now I've answered the question, we can go home now. Okay, good night.
Okay, I'm on bed, night.
It's crazy to me, all these people that watch porn, they somehow take that as sex education from watching porn. It's like, no, you don't learn to drive from watching The Fast and the Furious, do you? And when you watch a building blow up in an action movie, you don't think that's actually happening. It's like, porn is acting. Why do you not grasp this? It's like...
Yeah. I
don't know either. And when you have sex, like, you're all like, you want each other bad and hardcore, and you're all like pull each other in and trying to mush and sort of like merge into one creature somehow, if you could, you know, you want more, you can't get enough of the other person. And porn's exactly the opposite, because they're trying to get everything on camera, so you've actually got to keep apart. You can't pull each other in close and fuck how you would normally fuck. You've got to fuck on these really weird angles and do all these things that don't actually feel that good. And like, even guys, when they're fucking you, like, a lot of the time they can't do the full stroke, you know, full stick your whole cock in, because you then the camera can't see.
That's lovely, Mum. I really wanted to know that. This is a really lovely episode.
Oh, it's very educational and enlightening, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, you see them going down on a pussy in porn and you can still see the pussy. No. If the camera can still see the pussy, you're not doing the job properly. It's not pleasurable. It's for the camera then? You're like, literally, in a lot of porn, they'll lick the side of the pussy and make it look like they're licking the pussy so the camera can see everything.
Baby,
lick that side, yeah.
I don't want to know that.
And then the squirting, you know, because obviously a lot of women can't squirt. I'm not saying that they can't, they're not physically capable. I'm saying that they can't just do it on command, like it, whatever. So, you know, so sometimes they'll even like set up the camera angle and the body angle, and then they'll mix up this mixture of liquid and then like spray it like out squirty bottle, go squirt, squirt, squirt to make it look like the woman's squirting.
Oh, lovely.
Nah, porn is not real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really not. And I suppose that might be part of why the online content, like, bought directly from performers, you know, that make their own content. And that's part of the appeal of that for some people, because the mainstream porn by studios is so obviously fake if you've got half clue, and that people are wanting to see more realistic sex, and hence why they want to see the content made by, you know, people made at home. But then the people that make at home watch the stuff that's in the mainstream, and then they start mimicking that, and then I don't know. There's something out there for everybody, and a performer out there for everybody. So fucking varied, which is good. We want variety. We want all the options. But yeah, no, man, mainstream porn is just fucking, whew. And it's the only thing, like, the difference between real life sex and porn, like, real life sex is all about the pleasure of the people involved in the sex, whereas porn's all about the pleasure of the people watching the sex.
Yeah.
So can you see how those two different objectives could create very different scenarios?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about the visual look and everything, or what the director might think other people want, or what the director himself wants, like their own fucking personal wank bang stuff. Because let's be honest, a lot of the studios and directors and everything, they only cast the people that they personally find attractive and only put them in scenarios that they personally like. Meh. So fuck them. I don't know if that was a good career choice for me to say that. But diversity is where I'm at. I want to see diversity in porn, and I want to see, you know what, actually, you know, another one of my pet peeves about porn is it's very important that people realize this. Every single porn scene or porn uses lube, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they edit all the lube applications out, so you see the porno at the end and there's no lube being put on.
Yeah.
So most people think that people are doing those sorts of acts without lube.
Yeah, no, I already knew that.
But can you imagine how dangerous that is for the people that don't switch on and catch on to that and go,
yeah,
and go home and try and do that to their partner and rip them a freaking new one because there's no bloody, it's bad.
Okay.
It's bad. We need to be showing lube application in porn. We all use it. It needs to be shown.
Lovely, mother. Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know that what is.
No, I don't want to know.
It's educational, though.
Does it mean I want to know it?
Well, but...
No.
Yeah.
No.
But did we really want to know the world's going to end in however many billion years when the sun blows up? And yet we've learned it.
I really don't want to know a lot of things you tell me.
I know, but it's educational, darling. You might need this skill once in your life. Some workers, right, and you can do this on the porn set too, but some workers, right, because, you know, guys all want girls to be wet and everything, and there's lots of reasons why a girl wouldn't be wet or can't get wet, or the fact that, oh, hell no, she's just not getting that excited over the client, because let me tell you, as a sex worker, you have a hell of a lot of bad sex. Is you can stash lube up inside your pussy before you start. That's just like
I don't want to know that. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Pre-application.
Don't want to know.
But you're now educated about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not, thanks.
Oh, you know another fakey Swiftie that some people pull?
What, mother?
You know the undie selling business?
Mm-hmm.
How people sell used underwear? And they're supposed to be all, like, used and smelly and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. People do fake shit like that, too. I can't remember what it is. Is it vinegar and milk you mix together and rub into the undies or something? I can't remember what it is. But there is some sort of combination of something that you do and it makes it smells like they've been worn and then like, pacha, and sell them.
Lovely.
Hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, not everybody's doing that. You know, there's a lot of people genuinely selling their used worn undies. But there's also people out there pulling a Swifty as well. So it's like, there's all these tips and tricks and everything they do. Like, they don't do it in the Australian porn industry, but in other countries, guys actually inject this shit directly into their dick, right, to keep it hard throughout the scene.
That's nice to know. I don't want to know. That's gross.
No, yeah, the needle goes right into their cock, eh?
Oh, yuck, no, stop.
But we don't do that in Australia. Like, we use Viagra here. We don't use the injection. I don't know why we don't use the injection. No, don't know. But we do. Well, we don't. They do. We don't. You know what I mean? That's another one that's like, because this is the thing, being a male performer is actually really hard work. You've got to be able to get it up on when you're told. You've got to be able to come when you can told. You've got to be able to keep it up for hours or up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Because you don't film a shot just like one continuous having sex like you would in real life. It's stop, start, stop, start, stop, start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the guy's got to be have the equipment focusing and functioning the way wanted at all the appropriate time.
Lovely.
You seem so thrilled and to be educated about this.
I don't like this subject.
Well, you don't watch it anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, but yeah, another one of the roles that guys do, because it's really not that friggin' easy, is it's up to them to constantly watching the camera angle and the girl that they're working with. Because I'm saying, like, hetero porn's probably the biggest, you know, demographic, whatever the fuck you call it and everything, style of porn. So, you know, but yeah, it's up to them to like, you know, to be making sure that the girl's head isn't blocking the view of the camera from being able to see everything really good, or her hair, or that she's not blocking the light, or that he's not blocking the light, or that his arm's not in the road or whatever. You know, they'll do lots of little subtle maneuvering of the girl to make her show the angles better and everything, as well, all while fucking.
Yeah,
it's quite complex. You're aware of having to watch all these things, and this is the thing, like, when you work with experienced female performers, obviously they're far more aware of where the light is coming from and the camera angles and all that sort of stuff, so they're constantly watching that as well as fucking as well, and everybody's watching all these things and thinking about what's coming up next in the script and what's this, that and everything. We're not really focusing much on the actual sex at all. It's like, oh, we do this, you do that, we do this, you do that. Oh, fuck. Right. Oh, my God. I remember when I was filming one last year and I was rigging. So, like, I was playing the part of the person tying up the person, the other person. And then when you added that extra layer of me having to remember different, like, you know, your shibari knots and everything on top of everything else that you're trying to keep conscious of and think of and remind of while you're feeling. Oh, that was just one too many things for my brain, and my poor little brain went,
lovely.
I fucking struggled with that. I really, really did. I've actually got to do a lot more shibari on camera, I think, to try and learn the skill of being able to tie and film at the same time. So, yeah. Because it's a handy skill to have, but yeah, at the time, just being like, meh, and then I'm on my poor little brain going, no! Cannot think. This is too many things. I do not compute.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Apparently the shot still came out all right. I was fucking in my head. I was just like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck am I doing? And of course, too, because rope is a dangerous thing, as, like, you know, I know, as I've told you, you've got to be constantly aware. As a rigger, you've got to be constantly watching the bottom's body and making sure that they're getting blood flow and nothing's on a nerve, and that, you know, all these, you've got to watch their body for changes to make sure everything's still right, that have something hasn't gone cockeyed along the process. So normally rigging is an intense mental thing anyway, because you're observing all this stuff as well. And then to try and have the intense mental situation of that you have on set, watching the camera and the light and the other person and your fucking hair, because, you know, girls, we have all our hair and they want us all to have our nice makeup and the long hair, but the long fucking hair gets in the road of the camera, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And then, of course, like you do, you doll yourself up on with your nice porn makeup. Well, what happens when you're giving a sloppy blowjob or whatever and it smudges all your makeup? Well, you've got to try and minimize all that sort of stuff. And it's just all this constant, you know, even kissing. Try to do a girl-on-girl scene, both with a full face and makeup, and not smudge each other's lipstick.
Fair enough.
Yeah, these are all fucking complex. It's a very fucking complex thing. It's not that easy. But anyway, pun is fake, okay? I suppose another thing we need to talk about is that not only is porn fake and that performers have all this shit going on in their head that focusing on that the people watching the porn might not be, well, they wouldn't realise sort of thing. Not only that, these are like skilled professionals. We actually train our body to do things that most people's bodies can't do, or they could if they trained them. But it's just like, you know, a lot of people are physically capable of doing high jump, say, you know, but unless you go and train for it, there's no way your fucking ass can get over that friggin' beam.
Yeah.
So same sort of thing. We train so our bodies can do the things that you see on porn, and you can't go home and expect your partner to be able to do that because you've seen it in a porno.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not the way bodies work. So, yeah. And even like all our scenes are pre-negotiated beforehand off camera. We cover like safety limits, safe words, where our body works, you know, what positions are good for our body, like that we can do well, what ones we don't do so well, what things that can be hiccups that you know your body can, you know. Well, for me, it's something like with the fisting scenes, I can cope with fisting a lot better on my back than on all fours for some reason. That's just the way my body works. And I've been told by the people doing the fisting that it feels no different in the different positions. Like there's not more resistance. They can feel the muscles spasming more often, but there's not more actual resistance. But for me actually receiving that, oh, fuck yeah. On my back, I'm like, yeah, I can lay here for days and take that. Give us a good pound and put me on all fours. And I'm like, oh. Ooh, ooh, I'm going to put a brave face on. And yeah, the feeling is totally different. So, you know, these are the sorts of discussions that I have with my scene partners beforehand. So we know all that. They know to go easy if I'm on all fours and to be gentle and that I'm not going to be able to take that for long and all those sorts of things. So all that sort of stuff's negotiated beforehand. So not only is it not realistic sex, but we do the communication beforehand really well. And the average person isn't doing good communication before they have sex with another person.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's all these things and safety things and considerations put into before a porn scene that isn't done by most people in real life. So it's another level of you can't expect to have that sort of sex at home. And even if you did have that sort of sex at home, a lot of it's going to be feeling pretty shit for one person or the other.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. If you're just getting half a cock instead of a full cock, I want the bloody lot, thank you. Yeah, are you doing some weird ass angle because it looked cool on camera or on film? It was a good angle to be able, the camera to be able to see, but the actual, there isn't actual much cock going into the pussy for all that. And it's just like, well, I'd rather a different position so I can get a good pounding, thanks.
Lovely, mother. Lovely. And then, I think you forget who you're talking to sometimes.
Oh, if your name is Maz, you came out my sunroof.
Unfortunately.
So, and that's another thing. You'd see lots of pounding style sex on porn. And a lot of women don't like that kind of sex. But it looks really impressive in porn, you know what I mean? There's all that sort of thing too. Yeah. But then you have these other types of porn that aren't your mainstream ones, that you're more art house or erotica or, you know, other areas that are more realistic than your mainstream and are more artful. Because don't get me wrong, porn is art. I consider porn as art, right? And a lot of performers consider porn art. It's one of the things I love about porn. I get to combine my creative side with my sex side. But I was going somewhere with this point. I really was. Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking. Just like normal art, there's a whole lot of really bad art out there. A lot of art that doesn't seem to make much sense. It's the same with porn. There's a lot of really bad porn out there. Doesn't mean it's not art. if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, there's lots of different styles other than the mainstream's what gives us a really bad rap, I think. And also countries where the porn industry is unethical as well. So, like, if you look at, like, in America, they have this history of where performers have to sign up through an agency to get any work. You won't get your foot through the door sort of thing at most places unless you're with an agency. And then they get locked into these long contracts. And they get all used up while they're all fresh and new. And then the studios get sick of using them, or they offend somebody, or something happens. And then they just won't get any more work again. But they can't go and work anywhere else because they've signed these long ass contracts. And, like, I'm talking years long, you know.
Yeah,
so it really fucks up their ability to make a good career out of it. And of course, agencies know they have that power and manipulate performers and take advantage of that sort of thing, and studios and that. So you get a lot of really unhealthy, really unethical practices in the American porn industry. But there are some studios that are great. Don't think every studio is the same. I'm not going to tar them all with the same brush. But in general, and there's a long history of this, and of course that's given the whole porn industry a really bad name. Then if you look at a porn industry like the Japanese porn industry, holy fuck me. Holy fuck me. If you're a male performer in that industry, you're going to be treated like gold. If you're a female performer in that industry, you are worthless. They treat you like shit. The horror stories I hear from girls.
I remember the movie.
What movie?
Remember the kid I was obsessed with, that geisha movie?
Oh, yeah, Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, but they're geishas. They're not.
Yeah, but they're so similar. How they get
treated
crap.
Yeah, the attitudes, yeah. So in the modern porn industry, you have that same sort of stuff. They will deliberately make girls work with guys that are known to have STIs and things like this. Yeah, all sorts of really unsafe work practices. So that's another sort of... and yet I've talked to girls that have worked over there and they've come back and gone, never, never again. It was horrific. And then I've talked to guys that have worked over there and gone, oh, no, I didn't see anything. Well, that's because you're a guy, isn't it? You had a totally different experience to what the girls had. But anyway... Like, Europe's more diverse in their what sort of porn they film, but then I've heard things about their body types aren't as diverse. I don't know. It's very complicated, and I myself haven't filmed overseas yet, so I keep being a broke-ass bitch that can't afford to get my ass over there, and I'm like, well, you know, if I wasn't a single mum trying to do everything else as well... I'd be over there, like all the rest of these other performers I know that, oh, yes, I went and filmed over there. Why don't you go? I'm like, well, that's nice. You don't have fucking kids, do you? It's not that easy. But, yeah, admittedly, everything I say is hearsay, but stories line up from different people with different experience. They all line up. They don't contradict.
Yeah.
So whereas Australia, we're quite a small porn industry here. And we tend to be fairly ethical. Not all studios are ethical, but on the whole, a higher percentage of studios are ethical than in other countries or some other countries, I think.
Yeah.
And it's something very much that a lot of us performers are pushing to create a really ethical porn industry in Australia. While we're still small and we have that ability to raise the bar and go, right, this is the standard that we will not go below.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. I'm really proud of all the people doing the work for that in the Aussie porn industry. And hopefully we can create a wonderful, safe, ethical environment for people to be fucking in film on. Ooh.
You're a loser.
Fuck you too.
You just sing like a loser.
You're a wanker.
Nah.
Yeah, fuck off, you old cunt. You're a wanker.
Again.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
People sound like it every week. We say one thing.
No. Yellow. That was actually a TikTok reference. Thank you very much.
But that's all I can remember is him saying yellow every time he answers the phone.
Bleh.
And I remember as a kid, I always just used to think of the color yellow.
That doesn't make you any less of a wanker for calling me a loser.
But you more. more of a wanker for using the word wanker.
You, sir, are a douchebag.
Me, sir, I'm a douchebag. You sound like such a loser, Mum. No, I have good comebacks. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm tired, all right?
Yeah, that's why you sound like a wanker.
Wanker. Oh, God. You know what I did do this week, though?
What?
I got to be on another podcast.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me.
It went good. So I was on, they're called the show. I've actually recommended them before, done a shout out to them on the show here. Bodice Tipplers. Tipplers. So they invited me on the show and we got to talk about the book that I read first read when I was 15 that it made me realize I was kinky.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I got to go on there and talk about that book and about kink and domination and submission and Korean subculture and all those sorts of fun things. And the 1 hour episode, we ended up spending 3 hours. Oops.
Wow.
We were having a great old yarn. We were. So, yeah, that's going to get split up into two episodes and shortened a little. Do believe that they will be releasing that in September for anybody that's interested. Once I know the release dates, I will let you know. So if anybody wants to hear me talk about that book, the book's called Kajara of Gore. Oh, I had to get out of bed early for it, Maz. Oh, I had to get out of bed early for it.
That's shit.
Yeah, that was shit. And
me, I make you wait till nighttime to film.
Yeah, and it was really funny because we're doing it on a programmy thingy, websitey thing, they're recording it that I wasn't familiar with, and I thought you'd be seeing my face. So not only did I have to get up early to record, but I had to get up extra early because it's lockdown. I haven't been to a beautician in months or anything. So I had to like draw on my eyebrows and make myself look all presentable because I thought my face was being recorded, to discover, no, it's audio only. And I could have gotten that extra sleep. But yeah, no, that was good. That was fun. And they're keen to have me back on again. So I kind of been too much of a loser.
Well, that's all right then. I guess you're a loser.
Winker. And yeah, I think that's all my news.
Yeah, I don't got any.
Yeah, I don't think, if you know, I've just been in lockdown, literally not leaving the house because I've had an itchy throat and your sister's had a temperature. So I've gone, they're not good signs. So we've literally been staying the fucking home. We haven't been going to the supermarket or anything. So
yeah.
I have really nothing interesting. Suppose we should talk more about porn, eh?
If you want to.
What's your thoughts on it?
Everyone already knows my thoughts on it, Mother.
Well, okay, but what
not
about...
for me.
It's not for you, but what about your thoughts on the industry or whatever, or access to it, or... Okay, well, let's talk about, they're talking about putting an age restriction, like I know there's an age restriction on there already, but for sites that, before you can even get into the site, that you've got to show your ID.
Why should you for that when you can go on, buy bongs or whatever you want online and all you have to click is a button saying that you're 18 or 21?
Yeah, all right. And the thing is, like, have they not heard of VPNs?
Yeah.
Whatever countries bring that in, like they brought it over in Britain, whatever country brings it in, you just jump on and use a VPN saying you're from another country. Voila, problem solved. And kids know that shit better than me. It's not going to fix that, the problem of, like, you know, the poor children are being exposed to porn. Oh no. Well, how about the fuck you have a conversation with your children about porn and how it's not real? That's the shit we need to see. Oh my God, the Kiwis, New Zealand, they did a fucking epic ad about it, actually. It was like, so good, this ad. So these couple, they rock up on this lady's doorstep, ring the bell, she answers the door and they're butt naked. And she's like, can I help you, sort of thing. And they're going, oh yes, we're here to talk to your son. And she's like, you can see this lady going, what the fuck, inside her head. And the son walks out and this kid's, what, 12 maybe, holding a laptop, sees them and just freaking shits himself sort of thing. He's like, ah! And they're just, yeah. And then the couple are going, oh, hi, you know, remember you were just talking to us online and everything and watching us and everything have sex and that, blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, ah! And sort of thing. Yeah, and like the mother's just like, then you could go, then she goes, well, son, I think we need to have a talk. So you keep expecting the mother to lose her shit at the son, and instead she goes, has a talk to him about how porn isn't real, you know, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so well done. It's so like the comedy effect, the educational effect. You don't see each thing come. So bloody well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do we have in Australia to educate kids about porn? Nothing.
Nada.
They want to bring in that stupid fucking filter that ain't going to do shit. I think the key is to have chats with our kids and educate our kids, not to try and bring in all these stupid bullshit regulations around it that ain't going to cut it. Like over in the UK, right, they've got this obscenity law that you're not allowed to show fisting in porn, right? So what some companies started doing so they could still have fisting in their porn is they'd put a little fake finger on the side of the arm, so when you could have the whole fist in the performer then, and there'd still be a finger outside them, so then technically they're not fisting because there's a finger outside still.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I wonder, don't mind me, I've got an extra finger. Last year it was, I think they announced that they would no longer be fucking, while the law still existed, they weren't going to enforce it. So you can do it now in porn over there and get away with it. It's not that it's not still illegal. It's just that you can get away with it now. It won't be policed and enforced. But there's things like that. And in America, there are anti-obscenities laws stops you from doing heaps of fucking shit. And, of course, most of the platforms are owned by Americans or based in America. So there's so much stuff you can't do on these clip sites. Oh, my God. And then because I do all the weird and wonderful stuff and everybody goes to me when I say, oh, my God, you should make bank. You do all this stuff. I'm going, well, actually, no, I don't, because I can't sell it on any of the sites because it's against people's obscenities laws. Oh, fuck them. Two consenting adults, mate. Nobody's being harmed. Oh, fuck themselves. Oh, that's something else I should point out that I don't know if it was clear when I mentioned it before about us taking breaks and between shots and that. When you edit it all, when it's edited all together, when it's finished, it makes it look like we're continuously having sex this whole time. So that's another thing that's unrealistic too. They're not pounding away at this chick for half an hour. Like, don't get me wrong, some guys have that stamina, but most don't. And yeah, and we will sometimes even film things out of order. The ending gets filmed first and then more later, and then it gets all the order gets changed in editing and stuff. So there's so much stuff that gets changed in editing. It's, yeah, it can be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite on-set stories from one of my friends, the script was that she had to jump out of the cupboard or whatever it was, and then, like, it was a shock or a scare or whatever, and then she pissed herself. So,
yeah.
So, but that means she had to actually piss on cue.
That's not something I want
to
know.
Can you imagine how hard it was to go from moving to still and then piss instantly on cue?
Yeah, I don't even want to imagine that. That's just...
It took a lot of takes. It was fucking hard. I'm glad I've never even given a script like that, because fuck that, I couldn't do that. Yeah, no, I've got to sit there and I got to squat and I got to have a bit of relax and then, then I come out and, oh, fuck no, there's no way I could do that. But these are the sorts of weird-ass scripts that we get given. Oh, my God, some of the scripts we get given, like, for custom orders from people when we're making our own content, because that was a studio shoot. But, you know, for making our own content, they'll be fucking weird-ass, like, we're human pretzels or something. Oh, do this, and then while you're doing that, put your arms like this and put your legs like that, and I want to be able to see your pussy, and then fuck yourself with the dildo while you're doing that and everything. You're like, fuck, do I look like Inspector Gadget with go-go gadget arms or something that I can fucking reach this? It's just like a skinny chick would struggle to do that. I'm fat.
My fucking gut and my ass is going to get in the road. My arms aren't long. Oh, fuck me. I'm not a friggin' yogi that just friggin' folds up or whatever. And when I do try to, I suffocate myself with my own boobs. Like, for crying out loud.
Lovely.
I suppose, how can we support porn better? If you go on those free sites like Pornhub and everything and all this stuff that you can watch for free, a lot of the time that's stolen porn. So some of it's not. Some of it that's old content or teasers or whatever that performers put up to try and get you interested to then come pay for their porn on other sites. But a lot of it is stolen porn. So when you support those sites, you're actually supporting the theft of content, and you're not supporting the performers that make it. Like, I can't remember what it is. It's something like 1 cent or 7 cents or whatever for every 1,000 views. Like, fuck all money. And the time and effort and everything that costs that goes into the content we create, we've got to pay for the cameras, got to pay for the location, the makeup, the blah, 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 blah. All the things for then to have it ripped off and not make any money of it is really fucked. So if you want to support a better porn industry and a more ethical porn industry, paying for your porn is the better option to go. And if you can't afford to pay per clip, then maybe you could look at a subscription. You know, they tend to be cheaper, the performers that offer monthly subscriptions. And really support the content creators and paying for your porn, because that supports them. And they get the money then, instead of the studios getting a good chunk of the money. You know, they get more of the money if you do it that way. And that's enabling people to support themselves better, and to have creative control over the content and also their bodies and their environment more. So once again, that helps stop unethical porn being made if you're supporting content makers to make their own porn. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So they're the sorts of things that you can do to support more ethical porn. Definitely look for ethical porn. Problem is, I know numerous studios that lie on their side about being all ethical, and they talk the talk and they're fucking not. So that if they say it on their website, that's no guarantee that they actually are ethical porn, unfortunately. And as far as subscription sites go, I consider Just for Fans the far better option. They're far more ethical site and support their performers than OnlyFans. Who... Me and Maz are a bit tired tonight.
Feeling old.
Yeah, I'm just the lockdown's getting at me. We've been locked down in our house 23 hours a day for over 3 weeks now. I'm getting a bit meh.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'm not doing exciting things like drinking my troubles away like other people, because I'm trying to not put on any more weight while I'm sitting around.
That's fair enough.
Like, I'm not in a position to be getting new clothes. You know what I mean? That's not in the budget at all, to be able to afford a new wardrobe, because I sat there and decided to drink away ISO. And it is so hard to get nice clothes when you're a bigger person as it is. But if I did have lots of money, I wouldn't be able to find that much nice stuff. It takes time to build up a wardrobe of clothes that suit you as a bigger type person. So fuck doing that again. Just have to not drink beer and wine and eat lollies. Oh, fuck, I want all the sugar and the beer and the wine.
Oh, I brought your favourite lollies from that shop that you like, the lollies from here.
Yeah?
That are living around the corner again.
Oh,
I binged on them the other night.
Oh.
Don't buy their food. They changed the owners, though.
Ew.
It tastes gross. But I went and got a kebab.
Yeah, yeah.
And I asked for, like, my garlic sauce that I always love. And instead of, like, garlic sauce, they put just, like, they made a sauce out of minced garlic. That was just chunks of minced garlic all through it.
Ew.
And I love garlic, but there was way too much garlic. Like, I thought I could taste in my breath the rest of the night.
Oh, you know that kebab shop that we love down here?
The one near your place?
I went and got one there the other week, and you know how I hate garlic sauce?
They
put garlic sauce on my kebab. And I got home, bit into it, and went, what the fuck is this? And as you know, like, it's not near my current place. It's near my old place where I used to live. I got home, and I've driven home, and I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm not going all the way back to complain. But then I checked the outside. No, they'd written the right sauce on the packet. They gave me garlic sauce.
Yum.
I was not fucking impressed at all. Oh, you know what I have done this week, actually, in ISO?
What?
I've started the obligatory ISO veggie garden.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. So just like everybody else in Melbourne, I've started a veggie garden over lockdown. And
I plan to start a small one. I've dedicated a windowsill to it.
Yeah, well, our thing is we have a courtyard and we have this beautiful tree over the courtyard that covers pretty much all the courtyard. Now, when I lined up the planter boxes and placed them and everything, there was no leaves on the tree or anything. And it was like, oh no, this gets plenty of light. And now I've got the planter boxes there. It's like the birds have gone, oh, hello. And they keep shitting on me veggie plants. I don't know if I want to eat these veggies now because they're going to be shitting on them when they're growing. It's like, oh, no, I really want that celery.
Really, you grew up in the country and you're going to be the one to not eat.
Oh, I know. But, you know, it's one thing to, like, kill the cow yourself and all the blood and guts of killing and slaughtering the beast and the hands in there and stuff like that. But when it comes to actually having your steak on your plate, it looks like a steak, doesn't it?
And a veggie still looks like a veggie.
But it's going to have bird shit on it.
You wash it off.
I just get these weird paranoia.
You wash the veggies when you come home from the supermarket anyway.
I just get these paranoia about bird shit. You know what it probably is? Because growing
up... You are turning up into too much of a city chick and it's
cringe. Oh, push your mouth out with soap.
Cringe.
No. I was going to point out... that you know what it might be? It might be because I grew up in an area that also chicken processing was, and there was the whole fear about the bird flu and everybody having a shower and everything before they, you know, when they got on site and left site and all their clothing and their towels and everything, and nobody was allowed to pet bird or anything in their home because if they worked there, because then that could, you know, transport the thingo and everything. So I probably have this whole thingo in my head about bird poop being dangerous now because for some reason my brain's associating it with being dangerous like bat poop because people keep getting viruses from bats and now all I can think
a
is that
bird's a bird and a chicken's a chicken.
Oh, I'm just not impressed about the bird shit on me veggies.
Looks like this corona shit's making you paranoid.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. The aliens are coming to get me. There will be butt probing everywhere.
Next thing you call me is telling me about fucking weird white lights and fucking all this shit.
You know what I seen?
What'd you see, mother?
The ceiling, because I haven't been outside to see weird white light.
Lovely.
Well, on that note, I might go and stare at the ceiling some more.
Okay, well, you enjoy staring at the ceiling, mother.
Well, I'm Honey, otherwise known as Miss Honey Analverka.
And I'm Maz.
And this is...
My mum's a porn star.
Get sexually edumacated.
You can find us on Patreon and Facebook under the pages My Mum is a Porn Star. You can find us on Twitter at Mum Porn Star, capital M, capital P, and on Insta, My Mum is a P underscore Orn Star. That's My Mum is a Porn Star with an underscore after the P. Intro music credit to Ruben Wall for funky porno music and outro music credit to Birthday Loyalty Club for sex pants. And if you're lucky, after the outro music, you might even find some outtakes.
I see you there with your sexy genders, checking me out in my hot suspenders, looking at my nice shirt, checking your hips, looking down at my pants and licking your lips. Cut a hole in the crotch, let my clit hang loose, cut a gap in the back for my big caboose. You're sweating hard for the vibes and sending them in my sex pants.
Patent pending.
Sex pants, that's what I'm wearing. They keep staring at my sex pants.
Big special effects pants.
Sex pants, there ain't no clothing that's exposing, that's my sex pants.
Not quite what you'd expect, pants.
Can't see you there, Long Island iced tea in your hand as you stand there talking to me. Start climbing your neck, waist, dome, and speech. Measure badge in your face like a ravenous leech. I'm a saucy, sexy son of a mum. With my flaps fly free, straight frame the cum. Then I slide across the floor on my slippery cunt like an arrow slug on a libidinous hunt.
And yo, how many fists can my big ass take?
Two, three!
I said, how many fists? corner with my tonic and gin. See the curls, see the pants, see the hole, see the skin. Strutting her stuff, looking all obscene. Shaking that ass like it's on caffeine. So I tear a little hole in my corduroy shorts, pull one nut out and...
Hey! Who's this prick? Get out! Get out! Rude! Rude!
Sex pants, I'm feeling awful and remorseful in my sex pants.
Women are not objects, pants.
Sex pants, I keep regretting never getting in my sex pants.
I'm just a girl who wrecks pants.
Sex pants, I'm feeling anguish as I languish in my sex pants.
Remember Malcolm X pants.
Sex pants, I ran from jizz into in prison in my sex pants.
Yo, yo, never forget, Mount Vesuvius, 79 AD, we love you.
Bank me.
Try that again, it's gross.